the after.
I'm really happy with it. And if there's anything I've learned from this lesson, which is plentiful, it's number one, do not neglect yourself and your self-care until it gets to the point that you're chopping your own hair off. Don't do it. Just book the appointment. If this is on your for you page, this is your sign. Go book the appointment. Go get your hair cut, or maybe it's your nails. Maybe it's your eyebrows. I'm not really sure, but do the thing that's going to help you feel better. For me, it's a haircut. It's also, I haven't lightened my hair in years. And I had my 40th birthday. I'm getting older. My hair is changing, and I really like it, and I feel a lot better. So something important to remember is that what we model for our children is what they learn. And so, especially true with executive function, prioritizing self-care should be important for everybody. Doing the things that help us to feel good in our skin, so that we can do God's work, so we can share the messages of spirit and go out into the world, make it a better place. We have to feel good in our skin. And for me, I have been struggling with prioritizing myself. So I'm super grateful to my sisters. And I think that this is definitely your sign to prioritize yourself first, or maybe confirmation. Maybe it's confirming that if you have decided to prioritize yourself first, you're on the right path. This is what you need and what you need to show up for your family and your children. So can't pour from an empty cup. And for me, it was getting my hair cut, and I already booked my next appointment. So